Hey, Steve here. None of the scenarios on this show are based on actual events. Believe it or not, they're completely made up. Enjoy!
Cool.
You look readier, Steve. You don't look ready. Okay. Yeah.
I was watching ready. Levels.
I was listening to Levels. Avicii. Hello.
Hi.
I'm Griffin.
And I'm Stephen Bones, too.
And this is Killed to Death,
the improvised true crime podcast.
The only show you're listening to.
We don't know that.
Right
but
now.
I hope. Well, you know, people do crazy things.
If
you got two ears, you know, one headphone in each.
If people are listening to two shows right now at once, then they probably didn't quite make out what I said, and I'm going to play it off like I said it's not the only show you're listening to right now.
Right. But for the people who are only listening, they knew exactly what you were talking about.
That's right.
Shout out to all our listeners who just listened to this podcast, one at a time.
Steve, speaking of listening, if listeners hear a bit of sloshing around on your end, it's because you're filled with a bit of fresh ink, aren't you?
Yeah, if I'm slooping and sloshing around a little bit.
You see something you got a dribbling new tattoo. On the mic.
Yes, did do that.
Are you comfortable sharing what it is?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, it's a deep sea diver and astronaut
tattoos, honestly,
who are friends.
Tattoos honestly don't have to be funny.
Well, I didn't know if you wanted me to go answer it honestly, but that's what it is. It's the two of them as friends, posing as friends.
Yes,
I think it'd be nice to imagine them being friends.
I spoke over almost the entirety of your answer, but it's
you can
a deep
cut it
sea
out.
Diver and an astronaut who are friends.
Yes, it's true.
One explores the heavens, one explores the depths, but they love a helmet.
This is true.
They
this
get
is
together
true.
Over their shared love of a helmet.
That's right. They could sit down at the end of the day, pop them off. That's the astronaut taking theirs off.
Yeah. That's the diver taking his off. It was filled with water. But
he's not
Steve,
a good diver.
You had some other ideas. There were a couple tattoos that got rejected, and we're going to share with you guys the ones that didn't quite make the cut onto your what looked like leg in the picture. I was looking at a leg. Was I looking at a leg?
You're looking at the leg, yeah. Yeah. I submitted kind of a long list, and then the artist...
America voted.
America voted. Text. I gave them a number
text
to text.
Steve.
Text me which one of these you like. So I threw that out there, and America spoke, and they loved the astronaut-diver combo. What
they
hated was Garfield fighting Odie. It was a pretty vicious depiction. And they just thought it was a little too violent and
I feel
too
like Odie
graphic.
Could do damage if they're both going full force.
And they were both depicted going full force. They
Odie's
both had
jaws clamped around Garfield's neck.
Yes. Garfield, he's using, one of those like kind of pie lifters that he would maybe use for a slice of lasagna, and he's kind of hacking away at, Odie's backside.
And John's laughing and laughing.
Yeah, and this one was also going to be up. It was going to be the leg, and then John was going to be partway up my torso, pointing and laughing. So it was like a little farther away, just kind of like in the background and drawn a bit smaller.
That is funny to do, like, kind of one half of your body like that.
But also, they're not connected. Well, so I did have a joke. Shout out my buddy Edmund at work today when we were talking about, like, it'd be funny if somebody just got like a line all the way up their back, and they're like, "I just got a back piece, man." Like, I just got this huge back piece.
I just got run over by a scooter.
A very thin tire.
Well, speaking of lines, Steve, another one that didn't make the cut per se, and that's going to be really funny soon.
Okay. I'll wait.
You got because you're cheap. Instead of getting plastic surgery, you just got those like marker dots that they do to like outline where you're gonna get plastic surgery. You were gonna get those tattooed around your eyes, so then you could tell people like, "Yeah, just imagine it." That's what that's what it should be.
Always telling people that I'm on the way to my surgery.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just gonna, I'm about to get it done.
See?
Imagine me with no crow's feet. Soon. Soon.
But you didn't go with that one.
I didn't go with that one because I'm cheap. And that one was actually the most expensive one because the tattoo artist gets so nervous poking around my eyes.
Tattoos, they charge you for different lines. So if you can do one that's all connected, that's just one price. But if you're doing like dots and multiple lines,
each one's technically a different piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine was all kind of connected, so she never actually had to raise the pen.
I got it in pen.
Steve, don't take a bath. That tattoo is gone.
Excited to have this forever. And be disgusting. Yeah, speaking of disgusting, I was going to get... there's an old photo I have of a good friend vomiting into a garbage bag. And I wanted to get a very realistic kind of drawing of that done. I thought that'd be nice on my tummy to remind myself never to be sick.
And the belly button is where he's throwing up into?
Yeah, and it would be drawn like a little bag.
He's kind of holding your belly button open with his hands on the tattoo, and he's puking directly into it.
Yeah, America didn't like that one.
That's so sad. America's... I feel like, especially with the internet and with misinformation, America's in a tough place.
I know. I say I blame PC culture. That's why they don't want to see my buddy puking into my own belly button.
And you, of course, love Denise Richards, and so you were going to get Denise Natasha Richards initials tattooed on your ass.
Who's that again? Who's Denise Richards?
She's an actress. I feel like late 90s, early 2000s was her peak. Let's say Starship Troopers. Movie 3.
Okay.
This isn't
Griffin and
low.
Steve guess the movie.
Save it.
I pulled two.
That's impressive.
That's pretty cool.
Because I didn't know who that was.
But yeah, you
did
were going to get DNR tattooed on you.
DNR, right. Okay. Do not resuscitate.
Yeah, and that's why you didn't go with that one.
Yeah, America wanted me to live.
Second. That's nice.
So thank you, America, for that one. They spotted that and they said, wait a minute. Don't tattoo that on you. Also, another last funny thing, you could tattoo which organs you're willing to donate by pointing little arrows.
Yeah, that's good.
That's funny. So if they find you, there's just like a little arrow being like, you can have this one, and a little arrow this way going like, don't take that one.
Yeah, for all those people who are real selective about what organs they want to donate.
Yeah. I don't know what you'd be more precious about. Do you think it'd be weird if someone had your eyes?
I think that's fun. Like, again, presumably I'm in a situation where I don't care.
No, I know. That's the only one I could think of anyone having qualms with.
If I am alive and I am conscious, absolutely not.
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
That sucks for me.
Why'd you donate, though?
Steve, speaking of things that suck for me and for the collective,
yeah.
Would you like to solve a murder?
Yes. Terrible thing. It needs to be solved.
The victim, General Hambone Honeycutt, found dead at his desk at camp. Today's guest, Corporal Virginia Doppler, who found General Honeycutt's body. Virginia, hello. Or sorry, Corporal. Forgive me.
Virginia's fine, sir.
Okay, and you don't have to call me, sir.
I will try to break the habit, but I do not see that happening, sir.
That's okay. You also can. It feels great. I'm two in and I'm riding high.
We'll see how the night progresses.
But Corporal, I don't know my military ranks very much at all. Where does Corporal fall?
Not very high on the ladder, sir. I was the assistant to the general and had the unfortunate mishap of finding him that night at his desk.
I mean, finding him is a good thing. I'm glad someone did.
Well, I will say that I was happy to have found him when I did, because as I entered the office that day, it was getting ripe, if you say the least.
And what indicates that? You had a smell, or what was happening?
I entered the perimeter of the office, sir, and using my olfactory senses, inhaled and noticed a pungent aroma coming from the inner office of the general, sir.
Right, stink.
Yes, that would. That's what it would be in civilian terms, I believe. Yes.
And what's the military term for stinky?
Well, pungent aroma.
Oh, pungent, it already happened.
Pungent aroma. We would also call it putrefaction of flesh. It really depends on where you fall on that military ranking ladder.
The language changes the higher you rise.
Oh. Absolutely, absolutely.
So certain words you're not allowed to say.
No, it's more of a show of respect. So if I were to die at my desk, because I rank quite low on the military ladder, someone might say a gross smell. But the higher you go,
it's when they're talking about you.
That's right. The more ornate the language becomes, sir.
But you have a desk. That's pretty good. You get to a certain point where it's, it smells great in here.
Well,
it's the president.
Yeah, if the president, they would never say that the president smelled like a putrid piece of roadkill. That's for sure. I can tell you that much.
And what military are you part of? What country?
I am in the American military. Mm-hmm. I am in the branch of the Army.
Mm-hmm. And that's land, then. That's what
that's
you
land.
Do?
Yes, sir.
Land-based.
Yep.
Right. Yes. Okay.
Mostly. For the most part, yes.
For the most
part. Okay.
Well, I will tell you, there has been talk of space exploration, sir. Wow. We will see what happens in the upcoming years and months regarding that.
What happened to Space Force?
Yeah.
Space Force was, it is classified information. That is not something that I personally am, have the classification to get into. But it still is ruminating out there in the hearts and minds of a few people. I will say that.
What got you into the military? Why'd you want to be in the Army?
Most people get into the military as sort of a legacy. You know, they say their mothers or fathers were in the military, their parent were in the military, their grandparent were in the military. Not me. My parents were vehemently opposed to the military. And in my youth, I basically wanted to rebel. And what happened was I took it a step too far. And now I'm here.
Now it's a lifetime of military for you.
Yes. That is the case. But I love it. I have to say, I love routine. I love regiment. I love my surroundings. I love my my base and my barracks.
What does a day look like for you?
Usually I wake up, and because I am not on active duty, I would basically
go right back to sleep.
You know, that's very funny. That is a very funny civilian joke. That's not how it works.
Thank you.
I wake up. I put on the coffee for myself, make a cup of coffee, have a shower, get into my uniform, pin my hair back, put on my boots. I take my coffee in my traveler mug, I get to the office, and then the whole thing starts again. I start making coffee for the general. I carry out the execution of plans for his day. Show him the schedule for his appointments and meetings. And basically, you could say it's like a day in the office, but the office is on a military base.
Yeah, when there's not an active war going on, what does the general do all day? What are all these appointments you're making?
Well, a lot of meet and greets. I will say that. A lot of meet and greets. There are obviously skirmishes around the globe that we are involved in some capacity or another. Because the general that I work for, General Hambone Honeycutt, was quite elderly. He was removed from most active duty and basically went around to elementary schools talking about street smarts and stranger danger.
Oh, do they do DARE program for military as well?
Yes, they do. A lot of military personnel will volunteer their time and abilities to go into the schools to talk about drug addiction, as I said, stranger danger, fire safety, sexual health, all that kind of stuff.
This old general is teaching kids about sexual
putting
health.
A condom on a banana. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. you can laugh if you want. You can laugh if you want. But the kids really, really, they really took to the general. You know, I feel like maybe they saw a little bit of their own granddads in him. He had a lot of stories. Sometimes he would whittle for the kids. They always liked that.
Just a whittle bit.
you boys and your jokes.
Now I noticed you called Griffin's joke civilian. What is a good military joke? I mean, we probably wouldn't be able to make them and make you laugh because we don't know the military well enough.
Yeah, that is a great question. Not a lot of jokes happen because when you are, you know, 50 feet from danger at any given time,
or
you
in a
keep your wits about
hopefully
you.
Not the school.
Well, You should see some of the schools that the general had to go into. I will tell you that. Okay, here is one. What do soldiers wear instead of jammies at bedtime?
I don't know. What do they wear?
Fatigues.
That's
he got
good.
It. He got it.
That
I think
good.
Maybe there's a military man in you.
That's
yes,
good.
Sir.
Steve, I think there's a military man in you.
I'm just waiting to see one good ad that can convince me. I'm watching a lot of TNT basketball.
Well, I'll tell you this. All the free haircuts you can handle.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Is that why? I've noticed, yeah, you have a buzz incredibly short. Almost gone.
Yes, I have very, very short hair. I do keep...
Yeah, what are
I
you pinning keep, it back in the morning?
Yes, I do keep one long strand that I pin back. Just to have a little piece of personality. We like to call it flair in the military.
It's interesting they let you have flair with such a bold hairstyle.
Well, there is no rule against women having long hair. We just have to have it pinned back, neat, tidy, away from our faces. So I can keep as much hair as I want. I just chose to keep one long strand that I then pin back, as is the style.
Now, the day... It's interesting, first of all, that you said the room was ripe. It must have been a while since anyone had seen him. But it also sounds like you're on such a tight, regimented schedule. How does he slip through the cracks for so long?
It was the weekend.
Military takes weekends off?
Yes, yes, sir, we do. You know, they say arrested soldier is a good soldier. And
an arrested soldier? What did
no,
he do?
No, rested, sir, rested.
I know.
Someone civilian who... joke. Yeah, someone who takes the time for self-care, even on the military base, you can practice self-care. We were all on leave for that weekend. We had a weekend pass, so many of us partook of activities off the base outside of that general area.
Ooh, what does that look like?
Mostly lots of fun, lots of good, clean fun.
Mostly fun.
Many of us. Well, mostly fun. Fun is what you make it, sir. Mm-hmm. Many of us went to a Pizza Hut buffet just off the base, where they serve all the different kinds of pizza you could imagine: pepperoni, vegetarian, supreme.
Do they have
deluxe.
The dessert pizzas?
You know they do. It's more of a. It almost is a cinnamon bun.
Yeah.
It looks almost like a cinnamon bun. I wouldn't necessarily classify it as a pizza, but you know, I think that's something fun for people to use their imagination and basically like imagine that they're eating a sweet pizza. They also have several different types of salads: garden, Caesar, Greek.
Dessert salad?
No dessert salad, sir. Unless you count ice cream, maybe you count soft serve as dessert ice cream. I don't, but, you know, you can.
So when that's would... sorry, Steve.
Well, is that most of your weekend then? Pizza Hut buffet?
That's most... we also partook in some five-pin bowling.
Ooh.
Which was lots of fun, yes, sir.
Was it someone's birthday?
It was someone's birthday, actually,
went to Pizza
yeah.
Hut and then went bowling?
Absolutely. We went to Pizza Hut, we went bowling, and it was another corporal, actually, Corporal Trevor Lamont's birthday. Mm. He was 25 years young.
Wow, happy that's a fun weekend. Trevor.
Pardon me?
Well, I said happy birthday to Trevor.
Oh, that's very nice. I will pass along your esteem. Absolutely, I will. He would be very happy to hear that.
But I assume the general was not along for the birthday.
No, we don't do a lot of fraternizing with, the upper ranks of our superiors.
The brass.
That's right. The brass. That's right. That's right, sir. Yep.
On Friday, then, when is the last time you saw General Honeycutt before you headed off to Pizza Hut?
Pizza Hut didn't actually happen until Saturday, just to keep the facts straight.
Oh, sure.
But Friday night around 5:15 p.m., I finished my reports for the day. I set the agenda for Monday morning. I checked in with the general to see if there was anything else that he might need from me. Upon hearing he did not, I bid my farewell, wished him a very nice weekend. I'm sure he was off to spend some time with his wife and three beautiful children. And I left for the evening.
And now, presumably, he never left his office.
Mm.
This is what we are presuming, but, you know, the general is, he's a man, he's dedicated to his job, he's dedicated to his country. Who is to say if he did decide to come back?
Right.
Mm-hmm. What were his Monday morning plans?
His Monday morning plans were pretty normal for a Monday morning. He was going to spend a few minutes in the daytime, in the morning time, kind of figuring out the day, getting himself situated at his desk. Then he had plans to visit an elementary school where he would talk about the dangers of talking to strangers and what to do if approached in a park or a parking lot on a schoolyard, and basically how to evade the situation of possibly getting kidnapped or abducted. Then he usually comes back to the office. He partakes in lunch. It's usually some sort of chicken salad, egg salad, tuna salad, some sort of mayonnaise-based sandwich. No dessert salad, sir. You got to get off that horse. Sorry, I have to tell you something. You're a real funny fellow, but boy, oh boy, you got a real hang-up about dessert salad. You should think
about. You look pretty upset.
Eat something green once in a while, you know. Eat your vitamins, green salad. Good for your eye health as well. Spinach, leafy greens.
So he'd have some sort of meat salad for lunch.
Some sort of mayonnaise-based sandwich. It could be tuna, egg salad, and a bag of baked Lay's and a Diet Coke, because he would always make the joke after eating this quite girthy sandwich that he would have the baked Lay's and the Diet Coke because he was watching his figure for the missus. We would laugh. We would laugh at that one almost pretty much every day.
Every day he'd make this joke, and every day you two would laugh.
Every day we'd have quite a chuckle about it. Yes, sir.
Now, on Friday, who was left at that office? You described it. There's the perimeter of the office, and then he has an inner one. Are there people who were stationed outside?
There's a lot of coming and going. The general is quite a popular fellow on base.
Everyone's coming by for sex tips.
Well, I wouldn't say that, no sir. But he has been known to dole out advice to some of the younger fellas about girlfriends, wives, things like that. So, you know, people did come and go. On that particular night, I do remember seeing a fella kind of skulking around. I don't want to point any fingers. There is a code of silence among soldiers. But I will say, I did see a shadowy figure as I left the building around 5:15 that evening.
Mm. You don't want to point any fingers at whoever this shadowy figure was, but there just was a shadowy figure.
There was a shadowy figure, I will say that. And it is possible that that person did enter the office as I was leaving.
It's possible.
It is possible. Although a lot of things are possible. Dessert salad is possible.
Now, what does salad look like to you, Griff? What do you imagine?
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Candy.
Okay.
And sauce.
Yum. Okay, that's good. And Corporal, was there any good advice that you ever got from General Honeycutt? I mean, if he's doling out advice, did you get any that impacted your life?
Oh, absolutely. I myself, I'm not married. I'm not attached to anybody at the moment. But he would always say to me, Virginia, do not go to bed angry. Mm. And I know a lot of people get that advice because, the advice pertains to going to bed with a partner or, a beloved person. To me, he would say, do not go to bed angry. It stirs up the humors, he would say to me.
I wonder if he told the shadowy figure that.
It is very possible. I mean, people did come in for advice all the time. Sometimes they wouldn't know their problems, so the general would have to go with a generic piece of advice. He would do things like, don't go to bed angry. Yeah. Let a smile be your umbrella. You have two ears and one mouth, so you should listen twice as hard as you talk.
Always be yourself. No one else is more qualified.
Always be yourself. No one else is more qualified. I'm sure he's whipped that one out a few times.
Shoot for the moon, and even if you miss, you'll land among the stars.
Oh, military guys must love that.
Yeah.
Space Force.
Shoot jump, at the moon.
Jump and the net will appear. Star. Yeah. Oh. That is classified information, but I did find that quite funny.
Now, how restrictive is this base? Like, wouldn't it be unusual that there's a shadowy figure you don't recognize who's allowed to just stroll into the general's office?
Normally, I would say yes. Generally, among general. Normal bases, yeah, very good. It's a two meanings, a homophone of a word. It's not quite a homophone, but don't ask, don't tell. But generally speaking, yes, there would be a higher level of security. But because our base is not on active duty, people were a little more laissez-faire, to use a French terminology, if you will, about the comings and goings of personnel on the base.
Well, what we're going to do is take a quick break. And when we come back, hopefully we can figure out who this shadowy figure was and if they had anything to do with the death of General Hambone Honeycutt, the old man.
Sir, yes, sir.
We'll be right back. We are back on the only show you're listening to, Killed to Death. I'm
yes,
still
sir.
Here Thought with Bones. Try. Bones,
maybe that
sir.
Could be your new nickname. Yes.
Who?
Sir. Call you Sir.
Call me Sir? That's not a bad nickname.
Starting
it does,
now.
Again, feel good.
Sir, yes, sir.
Steve, it's Bones Month. Do you remember why?
This is a March one.
This is a March one.
Okay, then yes.
It's actually... It's my birthday. No, we've still got 2 weeks till your birthday. I just looked. When's Sorry.
Whatever, man. People don't care about real stuff like my birthday. People care about the truth about this murder and why it's Bones Month, which is my birthday.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
America
We're
voted.
Also still... Oh, sorry?
America oh, yeah. voted for when my birthday should be this year.
Speaking of America, we're talking to Virginia, Corporal Virginia Doppler. A salute for the listener. Oh, yeah. You say that you in the military, you're not ones to point fingers, but you point four to the side right up against your eyebrow. What the hell?
That's right. Well, you know what they say. When you point, when you do a civilian point, you have one finger pointing at someone, three pointing back at you. If you're doing like a gun point, you got one pointing straight up to Jesus. But when you do a salute... You got four fingers pointing heavenward.
It's kind of up.
So you're just always looking for the truth.
And you got kind of
one sneaky thumb that can still point at the person in front of you without
thumb,
them knowing.
One sneaky thumb it's covert. Mm. That's a covert.
That's how you maybe signal to who you're talking about with the thumb.
I'm not at liberty to say, sir. That is classified information.
Now, you are stationed at this base in the U.S. We don't actually know... Where exactly are you able to say?
I am not. Again, that's classified information.
But it's near a Pizza Hut. This is an army base.
It's actually near three Pizza Huts.
Right in between the three.
It's we call it the Pizza Hut Triangle, which is a play on the Bermuda Triangle.
Does mysterious stuff happen?
Well, a murder happened.
True.
So yes. But we have three Pizza Huts. We have the Good Pizza Hut, which is where I was on Friday.
Saturday. Get your facts straight.
Saturday. Pardon me. Saturday afternoon, evening. Then we have the Bad Pizza Hut, which we tend to not go to because it is not good.
Well, you do sometimes go to it. You tend not to, but what would that, make
if you can't
go
get
there?
Into the good Pizza Hut? Oh, well, full. If you can't get into the good Pizza Hut, it's full because that's the good Pizza Hut. That's the one everybody wants to go to. Sometimes you will go to the bad Pizza Hut, and then there's Ray Ray's Pizza Hut, which is actually not a Pizza Hut. It's like a off-brand hut-shaped restaurant
yeah.
that a man named Ray Ray owns.
And do you ever go there?
Sometimes you go there when you're not in the mood for pizza. Yep.
Oh, he doesn't have Pizza Hut? Ray Ray's Pizza
Hut? He does not serve pizza there. No, sir.
Is it a restaurant, though?
It is a restaurant. Yes, okay. sir. You can get all sorts of delicacies there, such as
delicious fine dining.
Well, I wouldn't say fine dining. It's delicious, but you don't have to wear a shirt and tie to get in. Mm. You don't even have to wear a shirt, to be honest. Ray Ray's pretty loose about the health codes.
Now, it was on Friday that you saw, unbeknownst to you, General Hambone Honeycutt for the last time.
That is correct, yes, sir.
It had been, sounds like, a normal day. You had gone around to various schools, teaching them about stranger danger and don't do drugs and sexual health.
That's right.
You say goodbye, you leave the office, you notice a shadowy figure who possibly correct. Went in, and then you correct. Go off to Pizza Hut.
Correct.
The next day. The next day. Mm-hmm. And as well as bowling, because it was Corporal Trevor, Trevor Lamont's birthday?
That's right. Yep.
And then Monday morning, you come in, and we haven't really talked about the discovery of his body, but it was ripe in the office, mm-hmm. and you walk into his inner office. Can you describe the scene?
Yes, sir. I walked into his office. Now, I will say this. I walked in a few minutes early. I arrived at 9 a.m. And I will also say this. I have been on purpose using civilian time as opposed to military time because I know how people hate military mm-hmm. time, adding and subtracting 12. So I walked in the morning, approximately a few minutes, right before 9 a.m.,
the morning doesn't matter. You can say 9.
No, the morning does not matter, no, sir, but I do want to strive for clarity. So I walked in, I smelled the funky aroma, if you will, and
he was a general. Watch your mouth.
Whoa.
I apologize, sir. You're absolutely right. The pungent aroma of humanity. I walked in, I smelled the pungent aroma of humanity and thought to myself, maybe an animal had burrowed into the office at some point, maybe a possum, possibly some sort of, aquatic mammal, beaver or such, possibly. I went to put the general's agenda onto his desk for the day. I opened the door and I saw him sitting there. Which was not unusual. He liked to come in early, liked everything to be precise when he came in. And I said, good morning, General. And the first suspicion arose when he did not answer back. He was sitting in his chair, staring straight ahead, not moving. That is when I deduced that he was quite possibly dead. I checked his pulse. None was to be found. I held a mirror under his nose. No breath was escaping from his nostrils or mouth. I put my ear to his chest to hear for a heartbeat. There was none. I said, General! 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 He did not respond. I did several more things to try and figure out if life did exist in his corporeal mass. When I finally was... Well, I am the corporal. He was corporeal. When I was finally satisfied that none was to be found, I called the base medic and furthermore called 911.
Yeah, no, what did they say? What suggests to you that this was murder and not just an old man passing away?
Well, I failed to mention that behind him was scrawled in ink, die pig.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I assumed foul play at that point.
As someone who knows ink,
yeah,
that's
Steve,
permanent.
You're suspect number one at this point.
I don't have access to my own.
Okay.
I only have the limited amount that they shuffled and sidled under my skin.
Now, did I understand correctly you got a tattoo done in pen and not by a needle?
It's ink still.
Okay.
Yeah, I run my fingers under my printer when I want a tattoo. It counts.
Well,
3D printed myself a tattoo.
You fellas sure are unique. I will say that for you both. Yep.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yes, I will say
you're
that.
You're dishing out some advice of your own.
Well, I will say that in the interim, in the erstwhile, while the general has been passed, has shuffled off his mortal coil, people still pop by the office, and I do my best to maintain his legacy of good advice.
Yes, now this brings up a question that's awesome for me about figuring out motive and crap like that. It's such an easy shortcut. Does anyone get promoted to general now?
Oh, that is a great question. I'm sure there are some people who would be very interested in getting a couple more stars on their lapels. That is above my pay grade, I will say that. So I'm not sure who will be taking over the general's role, or frankly, if I even have a job.
Oh, yeah, I guess if you were serving as an assistant. Yeah.
That's right, yep.
Wow.
Beep-a-dee-ba-dee. Oh, we're getting another call. Do you mind if I merge this in?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I can tell by your similar haircut of the one long strand, you're also in the military?
Sir, yes, sir.
You don't have to call me sir, first of all.
I will.
Should I address...
Very hard to break the habit.
Should I address you as something?
You may address me as Corporal Trevor Lamont.
Trevor Lamont! You are an old 25.
No.
Oh,
this is
okay.
How I sound. But I'm 25.
Well, thank you for being here.
25 thrive. Evening, Corporal Virginia Doppler. And thank you for coming to my birthday once more.
Oh, good evening. Let me just tell you something, Corporal. That was, if I may say, a hoot.
An absolute delight. Only five people came.
And
we had a delightful time.
I think any more than that, and it would have been too much. I will say that.
Thank you for saying that and spinning it into a positive.
It was a nice intimate gathering of fellows and intellectuals, and I will say that
I invited one professor.
One professor, and let me tell you something. That professor, she certainly had a lot to say.
She did. She is an astrophysicist.
That's right.
Space Force.
I didn't know what she was saying most of the time, and I'm not at liberty to discuss Space Force, nor will I.
Do you guys hate Space Force? Do you want
I'm not
space?
At liberty to
is
say. We're not, liberty we're not at liberty to say,
discuss
sir.
Discuss any wars that may or may not be taking place in space.
In your opinions, is space under the jurisdiction of the Army?
Space is above my pay grade, sir. I will say this. I'm perfectly happy to be on Terra Firma.
Okay. Trevor?
I cannot speak for Trevor.
Yeah. It's under our jurisdiction.
Trevor, what's 25 like?
25 so far has been fantastic. So far, I've never felt more alive. I feel fitter than ever. I've given up smoking, which I did for the last 16 years.
Wow.
And I said, 25, cut it off. I read somewhere that if you quit smoking before you're 30, your lungs can actually revert back to what they once were. And you can then... just die regular style.
This might be a little sad, but you were smoking since you were 9?
Yep.
That's a little sad.
It's okay.
It's quite normal. If you're raised in tobacco country, oftentimes you will start smoking quite young.
Yep. A clue.
I had to test the product. We grew and sold tobacco. Mm-hmm. That was my family's business. The Lamonts. You've heard of camels, but have you heard of Lamonts?
No, I've heard of camels.
Damn. But you have heard of camels?
Yes. I've heard of Winston. Okay. Does that help?
There's Belmonts. We hate them. They're too close to our family name.
Is your branding pretty similar?
The branding's virtually identical, but ours are much harsher.
Now,
and long.
Corporal
they
Trevor.
Hang out the box.
Corporal Trevor, upon turning 25, did you rent a car?
I immediately rented a car. You remember, I drove you home from Five Pin Bowling.
That's right. I did not realize
for the remainder
that was rental.
Of the weekend. I'll have you know, all Sunday I cruised around. I went to both Pizza Hut's and Ray Ray's Pizza, after which I had a stomach ache.
Yeah.
You had a stomach ache at Ray Ray's?
Well,
Pizza Huts.
After the first two Pizza Huts.
Including the bad one.
The bad Pizza Hut. Yep, that's right.
Well,
you never go to the bad Pizza Hut.
It's the only block I'm familiar with. I was too scared to drive farther. But at what a time. I ripped around, stopping at every red light. It was incredible.
Why not 10-pin?
They don't offer that there. It's a pretty small alley.
It's bumpers only.
That is correct. On some nights, one Saturday night a month, they do offer disco bowling. Yeah.
Mm. Ooh, and we hit it perfect. The Saturday right. night for disco bowling. Ah, right, well.
Before you and the professor
but
tearing
I,
it up.
Yes. Yes. I typed my name as ass into the machine. So every time it was my turn to bowl, it'd go, next up, ass.
And I typed my name in as. Good laugh. I typed my name in as Corporal Virginia Doppler.
Yes. Yeah. It didn't take the whole name, but we all knew what it meant.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Why are you calling in, Trevor?
The medic told me to call.
Why is that? Do you have information?
The medic has news.
News from the medic.
It just came over the wire. Medic says this was a poisoning. The autopsy's been done. On the base. We weren't going to hand off this body to anyone else.
General Hambone was poisoned. General
Hambone. General Hambone Honeycutt was poisoned.
That is
and
shocking.
That is definitive.
Did it say what kind of poison? Ingested? Lungs?
Not lungs.
Oh, it said not lungs.
It said not the lungs. No, sorry. I'm very sensitive about that. Family business and all. Mm. No, they did say...
You're the only poison that goes in lungs.
Nobody takes that from me and my family. No, they said... They said ingested by accident.
By accident. They can tell a poisoning is accidental?
He's a very good medic.
Yeah, no hesitation marks on the tongue.
Well,
and trust in the heart.
And I will say this, because I suppose if it was an accidental poisoning, perhaps the general poisoned himself. Mm. And the only thing that's left to figure out is why there was an ink... writing on the back of his wall that said, Die Pig.
Well, perhaps he didn't know he was ingesting something poisonous, but it was poison.
I will also say this. I do remember going over his agenda.
Hmm.
And that weekend, he was having a family barbecue.
Okay, so it was accidental. He was planning on getting to that barbecue.
Could he possibly have left himself a note to kill a pig?
Oh, I see.
You think they were going to roast a pig for this family barbecue?
It wouldn't be the first time I have had to source a full
really?
Pig. That's
really?
Right. Yep.
Does he often leave reminders to himself in large notes scrawled on the wall?
You know, no matter how many post-it pads I left that man, he would just write. You know, oftentimes you'd find a note on his hand. You'd find it on the inside of his collar. This would not be out of step for the general to scrawl something on the wall.
But what was he doing with
the same
poison?
Way.
This is the last remaining question. I mean,
and,
if all
and
of
the
these,
shadowy figure.
Well, if all these pieces fit together too tidily, there are a few questions left unanswered.
A what?
A shadowy
figure. A shadowy
figure.
Who?
Was on the base.
Was on our base.
I saw a shadowy figure. Now, he was shadowy because he was in the shadows. He was not made of shadows.
Oh, okay.
That is more
so
reassuring.
Just to be clear.
You are in the Pizza Hut triangle. Anything can happen.
Anything could happen, absolutely. But I don't know if a ghost, an apparition, a spooky, scary, an ethereal being. I don't know if that exists.
And if it does... If you are a supernatural being intent on evil doing, sneaky poison is not your weapon.
Mm-mm.
I would think you would just scare someone to death.
Yep, that's the move.
That's the move.
Big Boo.
Yes, that's the move. Big Boo, yep.
Oh, no, his name is King Boo.
Right, do it like King Boo.
I don't even know if his name is King
game.
Boo.
Who are we talking about?
The Big Boo in Mario. You know how there's the boos?
Oh,
there's
the
big
are
boo.
Called boos.
Yes.
And the biggest one is the king of them all.
He has a crown, so I'm pretty... That's got to be King Boo.
That could be King Boo. There's Diddy Kong.
Yeah, in a different game, absolutely there is.
I have no idea what y'all are talking about. I have no idea what y'all are talking about. I'm sorry, I will say that.
This shadowy figure, it could have been Pete.
It could have been Pete.
Who's Pete?
Sneaky Pete.
Sneaky Pete.
The Giovanni Ribisi TV show?
No.
No.
You didn't really know a lot of Giovanni Ribisi.
Check out Griffin and Steve guess the movie.
Wait. Sneaky Pete. When did you see him last?
If Sneaky Pete was the shadowy figure, I would say Friday afternoon around 5 o'clock civilian time. But prior to that, I had
1700 hours.
Lunch. That's correct. Yes.
Well, last I saw him, he was muttering to himself and emptying the latrines.
And what was he muttering? Do you remember what he was muttering?
Vengeance.
Oh, it's a bunch of poo. It's a bunch of pee.
Never anything good in here, he said.
Well, he would not be wrong. Once I did find a watch in the latrine, I will say that.
Hey, that's mine.
Oh, I'm sorry. I will return it to you.
It's okay. I bought a new one for my birthday. Look.
Oh, it's nice.
Thank you.
It is in military time. It's like 24 different times around the wheel.
It's a huge watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Flavor Flav's watch, but on your wrist.
So he doesn't have to add and subtract 12 constantly.
Oh, it does the math for me. Very handy.
What was he? So he was muttering at the latrines.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't know. It still seems like this was accidental, that General just did it to himself. Wrote Die Pig on the wall as a barbecue item.
But what drank poison?
That's the one question left still.
Someone must have put it in his office, surely. No?
You think Sneaky Pete would leave poison in his office?
I think I know the general keeps, like any general, keeps a bottle of whiskey in his desk. For celebrations. What's more celebratory than a family barbecue? Maybe he pulls it out. Maybe he says, let me test it with a swig before I bring this to my family barbecue.
But what was the motive for Sneaky Pete?
Sneaky Pete.
That's his whole thing.
Just being sneaky.
He just got dumped by Hambone Honeycutt's daughter.
Okay.
If that whiskey was going to the barbecue, they all would have been poisoned.
Oh.
He didn't expect the general to take a swig.
That makes a lot of sense. Surprisingly, that makes a lot of sense.
Sneaky Pete poisoned the whiskey. You guys should not let a guy called Sneaky Pete onto the base.
It's his first name.
Yeah, Sneaky R. Pete.
Mm-hmm.
Pete is his last name.
Okay.
That's right.
I will pose a question here that has only occurred to me now.
Okay.
If the general was murdered on Friday evening, how come his wife or children didn't call anybody to report him missing?
That is a good question. Unless Sneaky Pete got to that barbecue.
Sneaky Pete dressed as the general and went to the barbecue.
That's a bit more of a leap, but I'm still on board.
His second uniform was missing from the closet. He kept an extra uniform hanging in his closet, cleaned and pressed, just in case he ever needed, he spilled something, a sloppy egg salad sandwich. He liked to stay pristine, and that was the one thing missing from his office.
I guess they also wouldn't have found the whiskey in the office, or he would have known about this poisoned whiskey.
Hmm.
So he takes it with him to the barbecue once he realizes.
Oh, God. Maybe he murdered everyone at that barbecue.
You've got to send a unit out to that house.
I think someone might want to check on
the
general's family. You haven't returned the car yet?
No, I'm keeping it for a week.
Oh, you must have gotten a deal.
You're not that rich.
It's military pay.
It is.
How much do
you
guys
make?
It's
like military time.
I'm not at liberty to discuss my pay.
Trevor?
Although.
25 an hour.
And you're also a corporal, so. Unless they do it by age.
Well, I will say I'm making
I'm finally making 25 an hour.
I'm making 84 cents on the dollar to the corporal's amount.
Sad.
Yep, the patriarchy still exists, unfortunately, still exists in the military.
And that wraps up another successful episode of Killed to Death. Like the general would joke every day, he should have been watching his figure, the figure of Sneaky Pete, who killed him and quite probably his entire family.
Potentially. I'll get in this Volkswagen and go investigate.
I want to thank...
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Was he just sitting in the driver's seat that whole call?
I believe he was calling from his cell phone, yes.
Yeah.
I want to thank Zach Aaron for our theme song, Mary Jane Schumer for our art. If you have a suggestion for a murder, kill to death podcast at gmail.com. And if you just want to have a gas online, kill to death podcast on Instagram or KGD pod on X. Speaking of Giovanni Ribisi, speaking of Griffin and Steve guess the movie,
Goodness gracious. It's already come up, and so you already know, and I'm sure you listen. It's Griffin and I's other podcast where we play a movie guessing game with each other, and it's on Sonar Plus. So if you're an Apple Podcast listener, go check it out there. It's awesome. You can play along at home and come guess the movie with us.
And we're going to turn now to Corporal Virginia Doppler. What would you like people to check out? I should have told you what day this is, but 2 weeks to Steve's birthday.
I would like everybody to wish Steve a very happy birthday in the upcoming days and weeks. And I would like everybody to go to Instagram and follow Two Little Sandwiches on the website Instagram.com.
This is it's a wonderful food blog, I would say.
That's right. If you want to look at pictures of cakes, that's where you want to go.
But each caption has a very nice little story along with it.
Yes, absolutely. The person who writes it is a very talented writer.
Agreed.
That's Two Little Sandwiches on Instagram. And I want to say, another person I want to thank, when you're listening to Shannon LaHaye, who does the our end spiel for us, she mentions Tom Schenck, and he hasn't done our audio for years and years and years, but he helped us out a bit at the beginning. And you might think, why are we still thanking him after all this time? Well, I was drinking his leftover Super Bowl drinks this whole episode.
Wow. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks to Tom Schenck. That's why his name is in there. I think that's a little treat for the listeners.
That's a little treat, and that he can ride that for the next 50 eps.
There was nothing ice related, was there? No.
There was something nice related that whole damn episode.
Keep your stick on the nice.
Killed to Death is produced and recorded by Steve Cook and Griffin Toplitsky and is a proud part of the Sonar Network. Music by Zach Aaron. Art by Mary Jane Schumer. Special thanks to Mike Mongiardi, Katie Lure, and Tom Schenck. Please follow and like Killed to Death wherever you can so the boys know how to value their worth as human beings.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar!